Shocking revelations about the handling of grooming allegations at one of the nation's top Catholic boys' schools on Four Corners last night have triggered an investigation by Victoria's education regulator. The state's education minister has confirmed the probe will assess whether Melbourne's St Kevin's College has breached child safety standards. Four Corners revealed last night the school's principal and dean of sport gave character references for an athletics coach who'd been convicted of grooming a student at the school. Our reporter Samantha Donovan is in Melbourne. Sam, what will this investigation look at?
Linda, the Victorian Education Minister, James Molino, has asked the state's education regulator to look at whether the school has complied with a ministerial order that relates to child safety standards and managing the risk of child abuse in schools. So this investigation has really been triggered by what we saw on Four Corners last night, and that was that an athletics coach at St Kevin's, Peter Keogh, groomed a 9-year-old boy with sexually inappropriate texts and comments, and he was convicted for those offences. But the school didn't support or even contact the victim, Paris Street, in the lead-up to the court case when he was just a young man of 15, nor did they offer any support to another student who was giving evidence in support of his friend. And the principal of St Kevin's, Stephen Russell, gave Keogh a character reference. And the school's dean of sport, Luke Travers, also gave character evidence for Keogh. So under the Victorian Child Safety Standards, the school is required to have not only good procedures for responding to allegations of child abuse, including grooming, it also has to show it supports children who disclose abuse. The Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, says he's concerned about what's happened at St Kevin's.
You know, it's one thing to say that you've got a zero tolerance to child sexual abuse, to grooming, to any of this completely inappropriate behaviour. It's another thing to actually demonstrate that. And I think St Kevin's and their leadership have got some very real questions to answer. I don't think anyone would want any child, let alone their own child, to be treated that way. To have serious allegations made, to have then a court process, and then to have this sense that there's no urgency, there's no consequences, that people can behave in such an inappropriate way, that's just not on.
The Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews. So, Sam, has there been any response from the school this afternoon?
Well, Linda, Edmund Rice Education Australia administers the school, and in a written statement it said that the safety and well-being of students and young people is at the centre of all it does and that it finds Peter Keogh's crimes abhorrent. It also acknowledges the suffering and distress Keogh's crimes caused Paris Street and his family. It says it has an unshakable commitment to embracing the recommendations of the Child Sexual Abuse Royal Commission and to supporting all victims and survivors of abuse. And it says it'll be addressing the issues raised by Four Corners as a matter of priority. And that statement follows a 5-page letter the principal of St Kevin's, Stephen Russell, sent to parents yesterday, responding to those issues in quite a bit of detail. And in that letter, he strongly condemned Keogh's behaviour as well, and he said he did so at the time the case went to court. But he said he sincerely regretted giving Keogh a reference back in 2014 and wouldn't do that now if the same circumstances arose. He also deplored the support the Dean of Sport, Luke Travers, gave Keogh at the trial and said that was in his personal capacity, not as a representative of the school. And Stephen Russell, the principal, ended that letter by saying the Four Corners program is a reminder of how vigilant the school needs to be and that child safety continues to be a top priority along with the education and development of the students.
Samantha Donovan, our reporter in Melbourne.